Love is a shadow. How you lie and cry after it. Listen, these are its hooves. It has gone off like a horse. Elm, Sylvia Plath. 1. Dory. The Audi skids on a slick street, black ice. Dory bends to sip hot chocolate from a Starbucks cup. Too hot, it burns her tongue and she jerks the cup back, sloshing several drops across her coat. Sorry. She feels around his seat, wipes the spilled drink with her sleeve, glancing at Joe with his hands tight around the steering wheel. He looks angry, his jaw rigid in the disjointed, nearly absent light, the scraps from streetlights hazy and distorted as snow starts to fall sideways on the wind. She keeps her face a blank, determined not to break, no matter what he says. An actress since the age of 5, she's learned to handle almost everything that comes her way, or at least appear to. Even this. She nearly hadn't met him. She'd let his message go to voicemail. His un-Joe-like, desperate voice on the burner phone he'd bought her when he bought his own, insisting that she catch a train to Back Bay.
Please, sweetheart, I wouldn't ask you if it wasn't an emergency.
And then his text, that Starbucks on Boylston. Fine, she'd texted him. You're the boss. She'd grabbed an old coat from the back of the hall closet, a heavy, ugly, too large coat discovered at Goodwill some years before, picked up as an afterthought and tossed on the pile of things her daughter had stacked on the counter. She'd meant to buy it for the coat drive at the school, but somehow it got lost in the closet. An extra, Samuel said, but no one ever wore it. Until tonight. She'd stuck one black leather glove in the pocket and felt through all her other coats for its mate, but hadn't found it. She always seems to have only one of things, gloves, socks, earrings. She'd scribbled, "Gone to grab a bite with Jean Ann, emergency," and taped the note to the front door for Samuel and Lily. It was a lie, but at least Jean Ann worked at the office. "My boss called me back in," Dory might have written, which would have been the truth. "Emergency," he said, she could have added for the urgency. But she'd felt safer with a lie. She pulls her knitted hat over her ears to ward off the cruel Boston cold that jabs its way inside the front seat through tiny lines around the windows, unnoticed gaps at the doors. The hat is silly, blue and white striped. Her daughter's hat. Lily's. Frivolous and whimsical, the opposite of this outrageous coat that makes her feel as if she's in a bad play. Still, it serves its purpose. Enormous, heavy, it blocks the cold. And it disguises her, cloaks her betrayal. She reaches in her pocket, touching the one glove with the tips of her cold fingers. She takes it out, sets it on the seat beside her, and silence hugs the car, crouches in the cracked leather of the seat. She rolls up her two long, bulky sleeves, and three bright bangle bracelets slide up her thin arm. Joe sighs. She gazes at the side of his face, watches as he squints through the windshield at a road vague and fading like a dream. Even with the car lurching, sliding, even with the gray murk that envelops them, he seems preoccupied. He has been for weeks. Dory raises the hot chocolate to her lips, the cup from Starbucks, where earlier they'd sat and sipped their drinks, like strangers barely speaking. His gait was rigid as he'd squeezed past the inviting velvet chairs to simple wooden tables in the back. He'd looked distracted, rumpled in his work clothes, his starched white shirt untucked in places, his heavy wool coat slightly atilt. "What?" she'd said, but he'd just shaken his head. "Not here." And she'd babbled on about the weather, the coffee, drowning out the voice at the back of her head. Her mother's voice, cautionary, clear, even after all these years. She turns to look out the car window, seeing only a great swirl of white with the night behind it. She flinches, shrinking back against the seat as the car pitches forward. Her mother died in snow like this, when her car collided with a hurtling van. killed instantly, she'd taken part of Dory's father with her.